Good morning. My
is
name
Michael.
Is Albert. Thank you for taking the call. My name is Albert. I'm calling from Local Splash. I'm calling to see if I can help you with the steps to add us to your Google Business profile.
Yeah, give me 1 second, okay, because I think we talk about 11, but 1 minute.
Really, sure, I can wait.
Wait, I need to tell all of my guys, because I need to take care of us in a minute. Julio, finish with the, I need to take, I have a phone call. So finish with all this and start straight, and then we start to do the wood, but I need to take the phone call. Okay.
Perfect. Do you have access to a laptop or a computer, or are you using your phone?
I'm using my phone. I can use an iPad if you want, maybe. The same thing, like a phone?
Well, whatever you're comfortable with. I'm going to send you a link to your cell phone, a text message. You're going to go to that website, and you're going to let me know once you're there. I'll let you know what to click
before,
on.
One second before. Two questions to you.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they are saying I have supposedly 3 accounts with Google. I did not even know. I have my Michael, MichaelYOS, and then I have my service garage door. I see I have like three connected together, and supposedly I can control them from one place. So the one place I can control them is all my supposedly my email, my picture, my now I would like to separate it, not to do it together, to you know, to let you only to handle the business side. So
yes, you're only going to give us access to just one of the business profiles.
Okay, but give me 1 sec, because I am on the my profile. So I don't want to, I try a few days to mess around, and they give me to see again. What does it mean, Bard account? B-R-A-N-D account. It means it's connected to my other account, and when I can cancel it, but I don't really understand when they say cancel the Bard account. So I will lose something. I don't really know what is the. So this is my problem. I don't really understand, because I need to, how I continue. What is this Bard account? What does it mean?
Where do you see that at?
On my, when I open my phone, so I go to the right side and I press on my account, and then I have manage your Google account. And then is, you know, on the top right. So then, add another account. Come and see how we open this here. No. Because before, many years ago, they have this business Google. So everything I can go to the business, but they actually closed the business. The business setup. So now you go everything from one place, supposedly. Because they have we have an app, and I can go to the business. They have a Google business, and then you can do everything there. But right now, it's not there anymore. They say
okay. Let me just give you the steps to add us first, and then we'll see what happens from that point forward. I sent you a link to your phone in a text message. Could you go to that first page? It should send you to somewhere that says Google Business Manager.
Business Manager, okay.
Okay, and yes, then you should see a list of your businesses that you have?
you have added any business.
But do you see a list of businesses? Because you said you have several, right?
Yeah, but okay, let me see, to go back. I pressed on your link, you have added any business. You have not added any business.
Okay. Are you logged into the email you used to create the Google Business Profile for Orange Coast Power LL? I'm sorry, not Orange Coast. For My Service Garage Doors?
Yeah.
You're logged into that email?
I'm logging to the email. No, I'm logging to my account.
Well, it's kind of the same thing. You have to be logged into the email to be able to see the businesses you created with that email.
What email to go? My Google email. Come and see. I have Google security alert. A new sign-in in Apple yesterday.
Well, I'm not sure which email you used to create it. On here I have service@myservicegaragestore.com. Did you use that one to create the Google Business Profile?
No, I think I went to my AOL. Oh, I don't know. How can I know?
Okay, so you're not sure if you have access to that email.
No, I have access to any email I need. I have to the service email. I have access to any email. The question, I don't know what email you actually refer to. I have access to any emails. What does it mean access? I can receive any email, from the service at my service garage door from Google. I'm receiving everything. But what does it mean?
Okay. Well,
give me 1 minute. One second. See, my wife is here. She has a moment. I see if she has a minute to help me to the. Because I cannot understand exactly what. Say my wife, she's on the phone. Give me a You want me to manage your Google account? I think I open it on yosmichael@gmail.com.
Okay. When you're there, could you click on the very top? There should be an icon that looks like 9 dots in a square.
Yeah. Okay. 9 dots in a square.
Okay. And then you're going to see something that looks like a business stand that says Business Profile Manager.
1 second, account, Chrome, keep, dues.
You're not already?
Yeah, this is the business profile manager. Yeah, I'm in the business profile manager.
Okay, if you're in business profile manager, do you see anything that says people and access or managers?
Go back here.
Access. I see access.
No, you see account.
Account, connect, drive, transfer, Chrome, finance, dues, keep, journal, alerts, Google, no. Wait, what is all the way down? More from Google. Okay, more from Google. Helpful product built with your in mind, now go back.
That's not what we're looking for. We're looking for something. When you click on the square with the 9 dots, it should at the very top have right next to account something that says Business Profile Manager, and it'll send you. If you have businesses linked to that, it'll send you to something that looks like a Google search results page, and then it'll say your business on Google or your business is not visible to.
He's right, but you have not added any business.
Okay.
I go to business profile manager, he's writing businesses, you have not added any business.
Okay, that's what I meant by you need to be logged into the email that created the Google business profile that we're trying to add. If you're logged into another one, that it won't show you the business.
But, okay, come, I want to tell you. What is this, my dear? What when I do this? 1 second, please. Go back. No. Before I can see it, now I can. What is it?
Brand account. That's your brand. That's the name of your business.
So what, but what is this default?
Default is your, just what's your email by default.
So what, how I separate everything?
But right now I think you need to be able to get in, right?
Okay, so I go to my service, I click on my account. Welcome to my service garage door. Manage your info privacy and security. May Google. Okay, talk to me. Account. What now we need?
Okay, if you're at the Google Business Profile Manager page,
yes,
and it shows you that
no,
business.
No, it's not.
Welcome
no.
to my service garage door. Manage your info privacy and security to make Google work better for you. And then I have private personalization, manage your data and privacy. You have security, privacy, personalization. On top, you have personal info. You have like the line on data, privacy, and security. Maybe personal info?
No, it's not on there. To me, it sounds like you're not even logged into the right email, sir. If you were in the right email, you just click on where I showed you earlier. It'll send you to a Google like search results page, and on there right next to where it says your business on Google, it has three dots that you select, and it'll give you business profile settings. That's what we're looking for. If you like, I can send you a short video that'll show you like what. So you can see what we're trying to get to. Hello?
Logged in my account. Every time I press, I am on my account. So here, I press here the dot.
But the account is Michael Yost. It's not my service. May not be linked to your business.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
I think you're thinking. The email is your email, so it's Michael.
Mm-hmm.
But it's email that is linking to the business. That's why when you look at business, that
okay.
you have in any other business. So I don't know how
yes.
you
Stop.
In with the different email.
Correct.
To change that, you just click on the icon where your business email, you just switch to another one. You could either add an account or switch to another one from there.
Yeah, go back to where the email was.
What is this?
This is telling you that try to go back.
But can we do it manage now if it's telling me, okay.
No, this is
start
starting.
Building,
you don't want to start anything new. You want to go back to what you had before. The one that says no business is listed. Okay. Do you want to get the video from him and then replay a little bit, or what do you want to do?
Business profile. Let me see if we can. No login. Sign in. Okay.
No.
Start building your business, but.
Okay. If you are not sure of where you created the business profile, we have an option of where we can recover the business profile and send it to another email. It takes a bit longer, but we can place it in the email you usually use.
No, I don't want to do any recovery. Come, because we are here, I think. We need only to figure out Google account, Michael Yosef. Can we change this to see if we can change it from here? Michael Yosef.
Sure.
My service. I am at my business. I am logged into my business. This is my business, my service, the last store.
So,
okay.
Can you...
No.
But you don't let me to put the dot. What is this? Ask review, and update.
So he's saying edit profile.
Uh-huh. And what else?
Read review, manage, edit photo, performance.
Advertise, edit product, edit service, booking, calls, add updates.
Okay, right above that, near that area, do you see anything that has like three dots, an icon with three dots? Okay, click on that.
Yeah.
Does it say business profile settings?
Yeah.
Click on that.
Yeah, people and access, advanced setting. Yeah.
People and access, select that.
Yeah.
And then it's going to ask you to add. You click on the add sign, and it's going to ask you to type something in.
Yeah. What is your...
Okay. I'm going to start. It's going to be a bunch of numbers. Are you ready?
Yeah, five something, yeah.
What it's going to be 5525. And then 5462. And then 00, and then an option should pop up that says local splash listings.
Okay.
You edit. Select that option.
Okay. Manager.
And then you select as manager, and then you just select add or invite.
Local where? I did already. That's it. You are...
You should say the invite is pending. That's perfect. That's all we need you to do. We'll take it from there, from our end.
Now, one more thing. In regard pictures and how I remove you some pictures, I don't want you to put pictures that are not belong to me or anything funny. I want it, like I said, to be really genuine. I don't need to look for anything... not genuine. So how we are doing it, how I help you to help me.
Okay, I can send you an email where you can send us the pictures. You should have already received an email regarding that. Let me just see when it was sent to you. One second.
I received it, I think, the second day, but because I never able to edit you. So I have an email, send pictures and send, but like
yes.
2 days ago. So I can send you there now. Okay, I will do it in the weekend. I don't have time. I need to go and work, but I will do it in the weekend. Now, what more with you're going to do Facebook. Now, how we get Facebook, I can ask Facebook to send me a recovery code because maybe I have it, but... And I know you need also Yelp or something.
Yelp, we take care of that for ourselves. Facebook, one of our client care specialists is going to call you to give you further instructions. They work in another department. They're going to do a similar process of what you did with me, but through Facebook. And they're the ones that help you with all those doubts. But let me just see if you already gave them your business website link. Let me see.
I did not give anything.
Yeah. Well, I do have your business website link already here in the notes. Let me just see if it's correct. I see my service garage door, and it has like a logo that's like a house, and then it has service inside.
Yeah, this is my logo. Yeah, this is my logo, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Then you're going to be – you were sent an email that says – to add us to your Facebook page, and it tells you who to add, which is the people that manage the accounts in the back office. Those are the people that are going to contact you to optimize your page.
Excellent. But if you can tell them when they do it, if you can tell them to send them the email, because, you know, I will follow up when they're on the phone. It's like I explained in the beginning, it's not so easy for them to do it. So... if they can, when they call me, and then they will send me the email.
Definitely.
And then
you
can edit. That's
I
appreciate it.
It's no problem. Thank you for taking my call, and you have a great day.
What is your name?
My name is Albert.
Albert, I remember. Okay, thank you, Albert. You really help us a lot today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Have a great day. Bye.
Thank you. See you.